Hello there. I'm the Library Talker, also a Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot, librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So today I'm doing an ARC, reviewing one called Becoming a Queen by Dan Clay. And it's not usually in my usual wheelhouse here. It's a teen novel, yes, it's YA, yes, but it's also LGBTQ, and that's not in my normal wheelhouse, not that I'm objecting to it, it's just not one strikes me usually. But the cover was really interesting to me, and the description was pretty cool, so I was like, I'm gonna give this one a try. I will say, to start, it was kind of a It kind of just had to throw you into the deep end and put you in there. And it does take a little bit of paddling to kind of find that balance. But once you're in and once you're really paying attention and really just kind of relaxing into the narrator's voice, it really has something to say, which is really nice. So Becoming a Queen is about our character, who is Mark Davis. And Mark has always been pretty sure of two things. One, he is gay. And he's no question about that, and everybody knows it. And two, his older brother means everything to him. And so whenever things get crazy, whenever things get weird, whenever Mark himself is just, you know, in his own head, his older brother, by about 2 years, Eric, is there for him and is always giving him great advice. And that includes way, way back when Mark was like 7 years old and saw a girl in a pretty, pretty princess dress. And Mark was like, I want to wear a dress. And Eric was like, okay, go for it. You know, he just didn't care. Eric has always loved Mark for who he is, top to bottom. And so, yay, that's awesome that Mark's family mostly supports him. Eric is 100% on his side. His parents still, you know, are questioning and everything. And they're, for the most part, outwardly very supportive. But every once in a while, you know, his dad will say something or whatever. So Mark knows it's not 1,000%. You know, they understand and completely are with him on it, but they do. He does know that they love him and that they do support him. However, it does get hard for him because he wants to be pretty. He wants to wear dresses, and he doesn't necessarily want to be a drag queen. That's not what he's aiming for. He wants to just wear pretty dresses. That's what he wants to do. So we start off at the end of his sophomore year, Mark's sophomore year, if I'm getting the timeline correct, it's the end of his sophomore year, and it's a talent show, and he and his friends, who are, you know, jocks and like lacrosse guys and that kind of stuff, they decide to camp it up and help out some girls with their talent show program, where they're gonna do a Tina Turner thing, and the guys are gonna come out in these little sequency dresses and dance, you know, the background for their Tina Turner song. It's gonna be great. And it's a big, huge hit, and everybody thinks it's fabulous, and they love it. And the guys, the jock guys, who are definitely not gay, who are in the dresses afterward, everybody's just like, ha, 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 that's hilarious, that's great. But for Mark, it's like, yeah, you need to get out of that. And that includes Mark's boyfriend, who's just like, no. The other guys, the jocks, the total straight guys, them standing around backstage in the sequiny dresses is fine. But it's like, it's a step too far for some of the people who know Mark, and that includes his boyfriend. And of course, luckily, that boyfriend doesn't last very long. But Mark's heart is broken, and things are difficult, and he struggles. He finds a new guy, and his brother Eric, of course, is 1,000% behind him from top to bottom. And is basically sitting there going, you don't want a guy who won't let you be you. you want a guy who not only wants you to be you, but encourages you and pushes you to be the best you you can be. And he's Eric's got all this great and wonderful advice for his little brother, including the be yourself, your full sequiny self. The problem is that Eric is not good at following his own advice. He doesn't take care of himself. He gets involved in alcohol at a very young age and has now gone off to college. During Mark's junior year, Eric is a freshman at his college and is getting drunk constantly. And his parents start getting calls, and they have to go pick him up, or they have to go take care of him. And they're keeping Mark out of the loop. They're not helping him understand what's going on. And so throughout the first half of the book, you're seeing this beautiful relationship where Eric and Mark love each other very much. They care for each other very much. And Eric is 1,000% there for Mark. But Mark doesn't realize that he needs to be there for Eric. And of course, stuff happens, and Mark ends up in a very dark place and is struggling not only with the results of this addiction that Eric had to also his own place in the world. You know, he still has people who are like, you can be gay, but you can't wear a dress and be gay. You can't, you know, this is a problem. Mark's new boyfriend is all on board. Go for it. But that actually scares Mark more. And he gets very, in his head, he gets very afraid. And he makes a lot of, you know, awkward choices, but they're all realistic. They're all based in reality. They're all things that many people would do. It's very well done that way. His voice is interesting. Again, he is the narrator of his story, and it's just kind of frenetic at times, very much a teen energy, and other times it gets locked into a loop of one thought over and over and over. Again, very realistic and very well done on that part of it. It is a little triggering. There are some, you know, issues, especially with Eric's addiction, that become very difficult to take. There's a lot that Mark has to go through in the 1 year or so that this story spans. So we do have all of that. But, you know, it does, in the end, Mark, in spoilers, of course, but you know it's going to happen. Mark finds a voice. He finds his voice. He finds a way to say what he wants to say in the way that he wants to say it and still be accepted for it. It doesn't mean his parents are 100% on board. It doesn't mean they 1,000% understand where he's coming from. He still has a lot of people who don't understand him wanting to wear dresses and be pretty, but you know, and not be a drag queen. He's Mark the drag queen. He doesn't have a cute name. He doesn't have, you know, something with a pun involved on it. He just is who he is. At the same time, we have his some friends that are kind of in the background. They're not exactly three-dimensional, but they are there, and they're not just there at moments to further the story along. They have their own issues, and it is, you know, part of the reason at least one of them is there is to show you how kind of in his head Mark is and how he doesn't know how to work with other people, especially without his brother immediately there to give him that guidance and that push. So he has to learn how to do things on his own without his brother constantly at his side or advising him. It's a lot to deal with. It's not, you know, a happy-go-lucky, feel-good story. It really, it's very painful. It's painful both for him being gay in this day and age where acceptance is still something that can be difficult to achieve, especially when you're even outside the norms of the outside of the norm. You know, being gay is one thing, being a drag queen or wanting to wear dresses as a boy is still, you know, he's not transgender, he's not necessarily wanting to be a girl, he just likes wearing dresses. And that is still something in our society that we're still struggling with. We still have a difficult time understanding guys who are gay or straight who want to wear makeup and put on dresses. I mean, that is an honest issue that we're still facing. You know, and yes, still homophobia is still out there, and even among the people who are in the gay community, sometimes that need to wear dresses is still a little even outside their comfort zone. So it's all about comfort. It's all about finding yourself. It's all about finding where you feel you are the most you that you can be, and kind of not caring what other people think, or at least not caring who the outside people think. You know, yes, you want to care what your family thinks, you want, and you want them to understand you, but that random guy on the street, do you need his approval? Do you need that lady's approval? That kind of thing. So this is the first book from Dan Clay, and Dan himself is a drag queen. And he's, you know, she has got her fierceness going on. But this book feels real. It feels like something that can really stand out and help a lot of people, whether they're LGBTQ or not. People who feel like they don't quite fit in their own skin, or even if they are in their own skin, that other people will not accept them for being who they are. So I do like that. Again, the narration, especially in the beginning, can be a little frenetic, so it is a little difficult to jump into, which is why I can't necessarily give it a full 5 out of 5. But it is good. It is powerful. Oh my gosh. It's almost exactly the halfway mark where everything goes just, and you will, you know, if you're human and you're reading this, you're going to feel something. So there's that. Again, yeah, it's a lot to deal with. I will also say, I don't know if this is an edit issue, and I will send a note to the publisher when I submit all of this for my ARC, but there is one spot where we're like, we're fall, and it's Halloween, and getting ready for costume, and then all of a sudden, January, and something's happening, and then we're back in Halloween, and I don't know if that was an intentional thing, or if that was just an, oops, somebody copy-pasted something in the wrong spot. So that stuck out at me as being odd. It didn't quite fit, and I think I really do think it was a copyright, a copy issue error with my Kindle. I think somebody PDF'd that wrong or EPUB'd that wrong. I could be absolutely wrong about that. Maybe it was intentional, but it didn't feel that way. It felt like somebody messed up. And because it just, it not only didn't, it didn't add to the narration between the two different Halloween chapters. It was like one Halloween, then we're in January, then we're in Halloween. It's not like there was a flash forward or flash, you know, or flashback or anything. It was just, it was there. And then we moved on. So that's where I'm like, eh. But so overall, Becoming a Queen by Dan Clay, I'm going to give it out of 5. I have, you know, 1 being, oh my God, avoid, avoid, avoid. 5 being, this is the most amazing thing ever. You absolutely have to read it. 2 being, eh. 3 being, eh. And 4 being, huh. This isn't, huh. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. again, I might have gone to 5, except for, again, the narration was just, it, you know, you had to get used to it, and if you don't stick it out past those first couple of chapters, you're not going to know what the rest of this book is. You're not going to feel Mark's story. You're not going to understand his plight, and you're not gonna want to smack Eric for making some really bad choices. But I will say I love Ezra. Ezra's awesome. Ezra can be my best buddy, my BFF forever. Ezra is cool. The other thing that will kind of pull you out every once in a while is Mark and his friends are like super mega smart AP classes, and every once in a while Mark and or Ezra will go into kind of an AP mode and start using higher vocabulary, which is awesome, but also like there's a whole physics analogy and it goes on for a couple of paragraphs at one point, and it's just kind of like, all right, so I'm not into physics, and so that just kind of made me, I got where the author was coming from. I got where the narrator was coming from. It did just take a moment for me to go, all right, let me get this analogy in my head. Let me work through it. And so there was that. But again, otherwise, it was a really, really good book. I'm going to recommend it for LGBT and others. I'm just going to recommend it. Again, 4 out of 5, Becoming a Queen by Dan Clay. I'm the Library Talker. I'm Library Talker on blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, again, where this is hosted. I thank you very much for listening. If you have recommendations, please let me know, and thank you for sticking around for this whole thing. I hope you guys have a really great day.